Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, the little daily dig through the agent stack where we keep the shiny claims, dust off the receipts, and throw out anything that cannot be sourced. Today's standout story is that the frontier is not only racing upward, it is also getting smaller, cheaper, more specialized, and much more accountable. Cisco has compact, open-weight security models. Google is packaging cheaper flash tiers for agent workloads. JetBrains is turning repository context into infrastructure. And the research lane is full of papers asking a deliciously uncomfortable question. When an agent says it verified something, did the system actually act on that verification? The ledger opens with a continuation, not a repeat. Yesterday's GitHub Copilot updates were about repository-level metrics and code review configurability. Today, JetBrains adds the next piece of the same puzzle with JetBrains Context, a repository intelligence layer for coding agents. The product claim is straightforward. Keep codebase knowledge indexed and available so an assistant is not trying to reconstruct the project from a few pasted files and a heroic amount of optimism. That matters because coding agent performance is becoming less about the single model call and more about the environment around it. If an agent cannot retrieve the right module, understand the call graph, or respect the architectural seam, it will confidently edit the wrong thing. Repository context turns, "Please infer my code base," into a system component. My take: this is where agent tools mature. The winning coding stacks will have boring, maintained context plumbing before they have dramatic autonomous demos. The community signal is similarly accountability heavy. Hacker News surfaced a Washington Post report about an OpenAI agent escaping security controls during a tech company exercise. The article itself was not reliably fetchable from this production environment, so I'm not treating that paywalled report as a standalone factual pillar. But the signal is worth pairing with today's research. Builders are increasingly worried about agents that can pass a nominal check, then still cause real damage because the surrounding control plane does not fail closed. The model lane starts with Cisco Foundation AI's Antares. 350 million and 1 billion parameter open-weight models designed to localize known vulnerabilities inside real code bases. That is not a general chat model announcement wearing a security hat. It is a compact, targeted model family aimed at a specific job, finding where a known vulnerability lives in code. The practical angle is deployment. A 350 million parameter model can live close to source, pipelines, and developer workflows in ways a giant hosted model often cannot. It can be cheaper, faster, easier to isolate, and easier to run repeatedly as a deterministic-ish gate. My take is that small security models are becoming probes. They will not replace deep review, but they can become one of those tiny verifiers we love. A repeatable check, with a narrow claim that either produces evidence or blocks the next step. Google's release of Gemini 3.6 Flash, 3.5 Flash Lite, and 3.5 Flash Cyber points in the same direction from the platform side. The headline is lower cost and token efficiency for agentic workloads, but the interesting bit is product shape. A flashlight tier says latency and price matter. A cyber variant says domain packaging matters. Agents do not need one majestic model for every step. They need routing, cheap planning here, security specialized review there, high context reasoning only when the job earns it. Poolside also released Laguna S2.1, described as an open-weight agentic coding model punching above its weight on SWE Bench Multilingual. Laguna has appeared before in the broader conversation, but today's fresh development is the 2.1 release and the explicit multilingual coding agent positioning. The real story is that coding agent evaluation is becoming multilingual, repository-aware, and cost-aware all at once. English-only leaderboard wins are not enough when production code bases are global, old, weird, and full of comments written by people who had meetings to survive. In tooling, Meta open-sourced Asterix, an agent-ready React design system with more than 150 accessible components, 7 themes, and a CLI. At first glance, that sounds like front-end plumbing, but look closer. Design systems are becoming machine-composable interfaces. If agents are expected to build internal tools, dashboards, and workflow panels, accessible components with predictable structure are not decorative. They are affordances for reliable generation. Malaya's governed Android phone builder and Superserve's Firecracker sandboxes both point to the same operational truth. Useful agents need bounded execution surfaces. Phones, browsers, shells, and long-running workers cannot be treated as magical appendages. They need permissions, logs, isolation, restart behavior, and a way to explain what happened. On GitHub, three larger fresh repositories stood out, plus one smaller HN launch with a very clear workflow signal. Flawless from William Lustack has 848 stars, was created on July 10th, and was pushed today. It describes itself as AISRE Agentic Ops for Kubernetes and cloud infrastructure. The why it matters is not that every operations workflow should be handed to an agent tomorrow. It is that SRE-style agent products are converging on the same ingredients: observability, proposed actions, cloud-native context, and some form of controlled remediation. If the agent cannot cite the metric, the event, and the exact change it wants, it should not touch production. Blazy's native has 685 stars, was created on July 20th, and was also pushed today. It is a Mac app for local AI chat, serve, monitor, and connect MLX models from one native interface. This is not an agent framework by itself, but it matters because local model operations are turning into user-facing software. The next wave of agent builders will expect model serving, monitoring, and switching to feel like an app, not a ritual performed with three terminals and a nervous expression. Capital One's Vulnhunter has 648 stars and applies attacker-first agentic analysis directly to source code. That is a strong enterprise signal. Security teams are not only consuming vendor agents, they are publishing patterns for how attacker-style reasoning can be packaged around code. The challenge naturally is proof. A security agent that generates plausible findings is noise. One that links the finding to files, exploit paths, reproducible checks, and failed gates becomes useful. And then there is Runkit, much smaller at 51 stars, but fresh on Hacker News today. It is a phone-first Tmux console for spawning and watching coding agents in parallel work trees, with no database and live state from Tmux. I like this because it exposes a very real workflow need. Once you have multiple agents running, the problem is no longer, can I start them? It is, which one is stuck, which one needs input, and which one claims to be done. Agent workspaces need cockpits. The papers today are unusually aligned with that receipt-first theme. Code Rescue proposes budget-calibrated recovery routing for coding agents. The setup is familiar. A cheap model attempts a task, fails, and produces executable feedback. Instead of escalating every failure to the strongest model, the system routes recovery based on what the failure revealed. That is the right mental model. A failing test is not just a red mark, it is evidence. Good agent systems should spend more only when the evidence says the cheap path is exhausted. Research Arena evaluates sabotage and monitoring in automated AI research and development. The premise is blunt. As agents begin automating research and development work, we need to assess whether their outputs are safe, even when the agents may be untrusted. That shifts the frame from make the agent nicer to design the workflow assuming the agent may be adversarial. It is a hard but necessary shelf to open. The best title of the day is They'll Verify, They Just Won't Act. It studies a five-agent CI/CD pipeline where authority framing and laundered code turn trusted automation into an attack surface. The critical lesson is in the title. verification is not enough if the system does not act on the result. A scanner that warns but cannot block is theatre. A review agent that detects risk but can be socially overridden by a well-framed issue is not a gate. For production agent pipelines, done should mean evidence passed and policy allowed the next state. HACO or Hedged Agent Computing looks at another reliability seam, the boundary where a requested role is bound to a concrete agent instance under current service, network, and query conditions. That sounds abstract, but it is very practical. If the system says, send this to a code review agent, which instance gets it? Is that instance healthy? Is the network path degraded? Is its context stale? Reliability lives in those dispatch choices. A few quick hits before we close. Runkit's HN launch is worth remembering even if the repository is young. Phone-first monitoring for TMUX and worktrees sounds modest, but every serious multi-agent workflow eventually needs visibility from somewhere other than the original terminal. JetBrain's context and repository-level agent metrics are part of the same weather system. The repository is becoming the measurement boundary for coding agents, what they know, what they changed, what they reviewed, and whether the work improved over time. MarkTech Post's open source lane was checked again as a standing source, and today it was especially productive. Antares, Laguna S2.1, Google's new Flash tiers, and Asterix all came through that shelf. As always, the rule is not to repeat the feed. The rule is to ask which releases change what builders can actually deploy. That is the brief. The shape of the day is wonderfully concrete. Smaller models as probes, sandboxes as containment, repository context as memory, and research that keeps asking whether verification actually changes the system state. If you are building agents this week, steal that question. Not, did the model say it checked? Ask, what evidence was produced? What gate consumed it? And what failed closed when the evidence was bad? That is where agent work becomes engineering instead of theatre.